the ticket.
Well, while we were at the compound, we had a moment where we went down the rabbit hole of the Elvis Presley strung out audio. And I believe I was asked as we were giggling about it why I knew about it, because I don't look like an Elvis aficionado, and I certainly am not. But for years, I worked on this radio show called Bad Radio. And this is,
I remember that.
And a big part of that show lived before Twitter lived. And maybe before Instagram, and maybe, I don't even know, before the internet. I don't know what year Al Gore invented the internet, but I think our show predates that. And so back then, kids, you couldn't just search anything that's ever happened in the history of the world. You actually had to have it. Like, if you thought this piece of audio was incredible, you would have to either acquire it, or you could only talk about it. You couldn't actually play it.
You needed a physical copy.
Yes, and so we began to acquire the, what we called at the time, I think the very clever name was Bad Radio Meltdown or something, and I don't think it really caught the Metroplex. But we liked to build a collection, and Elvis was in there, and of course the Tommy Lasorda freak out about Kurt Bevacqua. Have you heard that one where you couldn't hit water if he fell out of an effing boat? And Lee Elia, who spent 3 minutes insulting all of the jobless people that can come to Cubs games during the day, even though he was the Cubs manager at the time.
Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So all these celebrity, basically losing their temper. You know, these moments that are unflattering. Well, somewhere that collection is lost to time, and I lost it. I don't know where it is. It's somewhere out there on a hard drive, probably. But I did, I was guilty of the scroll the other day, and I did happen upon one that was in that collection. And I would like to ask you, before I offer it to the masses, are you familiar with the James Brown CNN interview?
Oh, where, yeah.
Where he yeah, basically where he doesn't answer a single question, and it just does his own bit?
Yeah, where he says the government gave him bull testicles. That
no,
one?
No, 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 no. This is a different one. So this is in 1988, and it's on a TV show on CNN called Sonia something. Hold on. Let's see if I can find it here real fast. Sonia Friedman? Is that a thing? Does anybody know? Anyone got the 1980 CNN talk show lineup together? Let's see if I can find it. I'll just play the audio. So he's on with Sonia, and she's trying to ask him about his recent domestic abuse charges that I think he had to go serve time on shortly thereafter. Does Sonia Friedman sound right?
No idea.
I think that's right. I don't know. All right, all right, all right.
It's
yeah,
not important.
Yeah, no, it's not, but it is Sonia Friedman. Okay, she hosted a show on CNN called Sonia Live from 1987 to 1994. And during this, she did an interview with James Brown that went 2 minutes and 15 seconds, and I would like to play it for you now.
He joins us from Atlanta to discuss the charges, and we welcome you, James Brown. How did all of this trouble begin?
Living in America. Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong at all? You're not in any difficulty, but you're out on bond.
No, I'm not.
Have all the charges been dropped?
Yeah, I'm out on love.
Well, are you out on love or out of love? Which is it?
Out on love. Alone from night to night, you find me.
Now, James, this isn't the first time you and your wife have had a problem. Are the two of you going to be able to work this out?
Let's talk about some music.
You want to talk about music, and you don't want to talk about what happened?
No, it's all over.
Well, let's talk about your tour. When are you leaving?
We're leaving tomorrow.
And where are you going?
Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo. Brazil.
Now, your fans will have read all about this, James. Aren't you concerned about
that? No, senhor, de Caramucci. No, Dagestan. I'm concerned because there's nothing wrong.
And what are you going to say to your fans when they ask you some questions about it?
I'm going to say, I feel good. Papa's got a brand new bag. It's a man's world.
Well, that's the second time we've heard that in 2 days. That's very interesting. Now, don't leave us, James. You stay right there.
I'm not going to leave out
of
this.
We have to talk about. Well, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing on this tour.
What'd you say?
What are you going to be doing on this tour?
I'm going to be doing Papa's got a brand new bag, living in America. Sex machine, get up off of that thing. I feel good. Jam.
Now, I understand that you already... James, I have to ask you one serious question here. I understand you already have started divorce proceedings. Does that mean that you're now eligible?
I'm single. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle?
Yeah.
Now, the women love you when you get out there. Why do you think that is?
What'd you say?
The women love you when you get out there.
Why is that, ladies?
Well, I'm asking you.
Huh? Because I look good.
Why do you think that is? You
look good. I smell good. I feel good.
And you sing good.
And make love good.
Oh. Well, there we are. We don't have to ask anybody else. We got that from the source. There you are.
And that's how it ended.
What's the problem?
What?
Normal interview.
Yeah, in fairness, he's
like a rapey Teddy Ruxpin.
It's like he...
You just pull the string and he just says something weird.
He might give you a few seconds of his favorite song. Or he might not answer your question at all. Or he might in such a direct way that you want to throw it immediately to break. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a loss of temper. That's just him deciding, we'll decide how this interview is going to go.
Yeah, that's James controlling the narrative.
Yeah. So there you go. That rolled up and... you know, you don't really have to collect it anymore because it's all out there. Thanks to Elon. It's just one search away. Find James Brown.
Yeah, I like it when she's asking him if they've gone into divorce proceedings and he wants to deny it, but then she asks, does that mean you're single? And he's like, oh yeah!
Yeah, let's not hide the lead here. I'm totally available, ladies. All right, so there you go. Little James Brown was probably not how you were expecting to start a Corbulous Friday here on May 16th. The Hardline is next.